sensitive issue for me personally, and I did bring along the article that was in the local Jamestown Sun back when that was not Robinson's amendment, that was my amendment that tried to keep the DOT shops open. Senator Robinson worked with me. We worked in a bipartisan manner with Senator Robinson and Senator Grabinger in trying to do everything we could to get the vote to keep those sectional shops open. And in the end, we did not get that amendment passed, but we did get an amendment attached to the Department of Transportation that took away their ability to sell the shops in, for the next 2 years, and plus to place a snowplow up in those areas that where the shops were closed during times of expected inclement weather. And what the significance of the two-year delay in selling the sectional shops was to give the people some time and us some time to see if they truly can provide effective and efficient services with the bigger and larger equipment that they could with a shop open. And I'm hearing that in the last 2 years, I told the DOT, you're on trial. People are going to be watching and witnessing how your services are. And I believe that from what I'm hearing, especially given this latest snowstorm, people are not happy. But by putting that delay amendment in there, it will give us ample opportunity this session to bring people down and to make a lot of noise about it and try to influence a lot of the urban legislators that didn't want to micromanage DOT.